One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar, but they're both assholes. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar, and they're both assholes. Asher Brothers Podcast coming every week. Sit down, kick back, and take a little peek into their lives. Their lives, their shitty little lives. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. Kirk and Kyle Asher sitting around gabbing, talking about nothing and what's going on in their lives. Their lives, their shitty little lives. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar, but they're both assholes. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. It's the Asher Brothers Podcast.
Welcome to the Asher Brothers Podcast. Kyle is not here yet. It's just Kirk. Putting something out every month to remind you that Asher Brothers Podcast is going strong. Thank you for listening, reviewing if you did, or noticing NYPD Blue Balls. Whatever you're doing, thank you for doing it, because you listening to this means a whole bunch, because I never thought anybody would listen to something I make. Thank you. Anyway, here is a little snippet from NYPD Blue Balls Season 1, Episode 12, Up on the Roof, that has nothing to do with NYPD Blue Balls, and that is why it's here. It's me and Kyle talking about Hulu drama, and it's very short, and it's a little funny, kind of. I don't know. It's mostly us bickering, which some people find funny. So, I hope you enjoy, and have yourself a great day, life, year, month. I messed up that order. I really did. Sorry. Anyway, here it is.
Sheriff's Department.
They're funny in different ways. Sheriff's Department.
How fucked up would it be if, like, we had this show, but we started it with quotes from Reno 911?
One of my favorite episodes of Reno 911. They get a call to a bar, and there's a man there naked with, like, cocaine all over his nose.
The guy from Eastbound and Down.
And he's just yelling at people.
You put on your pants. You put on your pants.
He's like, no, you need to put. You put your pants on. You put your pants on.
And they're like, put it down. Put it down. And he puts down the drink. He's like, no, pick up the drink and put down the gun.
He comes back in a later episode.
Yeah, I've seen it. I'm watching them in a weird order because I don't know what happened. But I think I've seen both.
I started watching them on fucking Hulu. And then you started watching them from season one, so I had to keep finding where I was. And every time I go back to watch it, it's like, oh, watch season two, episode three again.
Oh, life is so hard when you're not paying for commercial-free Hulu, and it's your brother's, and now he is paying, and he is watching.
You follow the rules. Follow the rules.
How about you follow my rules? Now you can't be upset that I watch At Midnight. And you can't be upset that I watch the same shows you do, because it's mine.
Sorry, I got you into Reno 911 because you saw me watching it.
Bullshit. Once I saw it was on, I'm also trying to watch Key and Peele. God damn it.
I watched those. I started watching those first. And you started intertwining and fucking them up.
Fine, I'll go back to South Park, which you also are randomly watching.
I stopped talking that because every time I go back to South Park, it's like 17 seasons skipped because you started watching it again. So I have to find something else to watch. That's why I started watching Key and Peele.
Fine,
I keep up with you watching it all the time.
Fine, I'll change the password so you don't get in and you won't feel that bad anymore.
Another one of my favorite Reno 911s is...
By the way, Keanu's awesome.
I know. I saw what you said about it. I have to go see it. We were going to see it this weekend, but we ran out of time.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
So, one of my favorite... Just real quick. One of my favorite Reno 911 episodes is... It's all of the guys but Dangle. Uh-huh. And they have this little kid.
Uh-huh.
And they're screaming at this little kid. They're like... yelling at him, like, what did you do? Like, oh, sit the fuck down. Like, sit down, shut up. And the kid's just, like, sitting there, he's, like, in a baseball jersey.
Oh, I think I've seen this, yeah.
And Dangle comes in, and he's like, whoa, 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 what are you guys doing? You guys can't do this. And he starts, like, talking to the kid and, like, excuse me, trying to be a mentor and shit. And then he's like, all right, you can go. And the kid gets up and runs off, and then the other four guys enter the room and is like, where's the kid? And Dangle's like, well, I let him go. And he's like, God damn it, he just killed his whole family. Like, run outside to go catch him. It's so funny. Oh, fuck.
I love the one where it's Terry, and he's in the jail, and he's like doing like weird work around them, and then he's like, you know how easy it would be to sign two forms and you are just in the worst place imaginable? And he's like, look, I'm just getting bored. Like, when do I get a gun?
My favorite is when he's working at the taco place. He's in later episodes, he's working at the taco place, and they come up, and they were like, Terry, we are getting calls that someone is taking the patrons from the taco place and offering them hand jobs on the roof. Can you explain that to us? Like, no, I don't know who would be doing that. I'm just Terry.
That show's very funny. Oh, dude, and fucking the guy that plays Dean Pelton, Jim Rash, he's like, Andrew, look, I got my juices and you got your juices. That's why we need all employees must watch Hands.
Andrew Daly's in it later.
Oh, yeah, Andrew Daly kills it. Michael Ian Black. Michael Ian Black. Michael Ian
Black's in it. There's a lot of funny people. Mark from Mark and Brian's in it.
That guy from Role Models, I don't know his name, that played guitar and was like really weird. He's the one that was hitting on Jane Lynch the whole time. He's like ginger. Do you remember?
Role Models.
Role Models with Paul Rudd and Sean William Scott, Ken Marino. Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Okay, well, there's a guy in it, and what they did was, the guy's like behind the counter at a liquor store, and the two girls come in, Clementine and Niecy Nash. I can never remember her character name. Rainisha Wilson. And they come in and they have like a stack of signs that say sex offender, and it looks exactly like the guy behind the counter. And they go, we're gonna have to put these up around the neighborhood to catch that guy. And he's like, I would appreciate it if you didn't do that. And he's like, oh, well, maybe if we could take some of our own photos down. And it's like Clementine, she gave a bad check.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, yeah, that check was for $438. He's like, I have 5,000 of these. And then she's like, okay, fine. And she's like, same time? And he takes away the stack as she takes away the, like, bad check picture.
What? Another one of my... There's two that I found really funny. One when Rainisha becomes Muslim.
Yeah, just to get them up.
And then fucking Jones keeps hitting on her because he finds it hot that she's dressed like that, so he starts dressing like Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Shit, I just was... Oh, there's this new rule, at a strip club, the strippers have to be 6 feet from the guy they're dancing on. So Junior's in a strip club with a ruler, and he's, like, measuring, and then he's standing in between this, like, woman dancing in, like, bra and underwear, and this guy, and this guy's like, ask her if she's paying for... putting herself through college. And then, so he's, like, the middleman of this conversation. He's like, are you putting yourself through college? No. Like, it was so funny. The shit they do, it's so stupid. Oh, my God.
There was one, I mean, and I'll end on this. We're way past the show. I'm going to edit all of it out. But I'll actually stop recording, because why not? Why not, indeed? Thank you for listening to the Asher Brothers podcast, what little there was of it. If you want to follow the show on Twitter, it's at Asher Bros Pod, where we constantly update that we have a new show called NYPD Blue Balls, where we're going through every single episode of the best show ever, NYPD Blue Balls, Sipowitz for life. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I would tell you to go to Amazon, but they just took it off Amazon, so let's hope it's getting hosted by someone else very, very soon. Anyway, every single episode of that and Asher Brothers Podcast are on AsherBrothersPodcast.com, as well as iTunes and Stitcher. If you are at all interested in what I am doing... on any social media outlet you have, if you just type in Kirk has glasses, I will show up. I somehow found a way to get that username for almost everything. So just search it, Kirk has glasses. If you find a dude in glasses, it's probably me.